Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, well, this is getting a little crazy, even for Deion Sanders. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, back from vacation, and we're so pleased to have him. Not sure if this got to you while you were having a lovely time with your family in California, Pearl. But Deion Sanders getting a little defensive. And, you know, we should have known because when he started off this whole Colorado thing, his biggest question was, do you believe? You know, he kind of thought that the media should really only be there to be the cheerleading section and not be there to be critical or to be negative or skeptical or anything. So Deion's kind of set this path, and I think we all kind of understood it. I think we also thought that maybe Deion would get a little bit of a thicker skin as he moved forward coaching at this level, right? Because he got a lot of praise for Colorado. They end up going 4-8, and now there are expectations in the next year. And Shedeur Sanders is going to be probably one of the best quarterbacks in college football. And we know what comes with the territory. And Deion knows what comes with the territory more than anyone because he's lived so many lives. But he's starting to get really, really defensive. So let's hear cut 13, please, first, Pete. This is Deion refusing to answer a question from a reporter from the local CBS affiliate in Colorado.
Eric Christensen with CBS Sports Colorado.
CBS, Tyler, I'm not doing nothing with CBS. Next question.
Joe Rigo, my last
I ain't got nothing to do with you. It's above that. I ain't got nothing to do with you. I got love for you. I appreciate you. Respect you. I ain't got nothing to do with you. They know what they did.
I'm here in Denver, not national.
You are who you are. CBS is CBS.
All right.
Joe Rigo, my last
question. I respect you. That's why I told you that. I'm looking you in the eye as a man. I respect you. I got love for you. But what they did was foul.
Okay, so he didn't go into what they did, so it's left us to maybe fill in some of the blanks here. It could be two different things, Perloff. It could be that a CBSSports.com article ranked Deion the second worst coach of the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's stonewalling everyone from CBS. Or it may have been some reporting on Shiloh, his son, who's got a legal issue happening with a janitor from his high school. We're not sure what's going on here because Deion has not said specifically. What.
Right. But I know last week you did the Athlon story, too. Do you think it's possible Deion thought, I don't know, somehow that's thought that CBS was connected to that? CBS was, maybe he read on CBSSports.com a recap. I have no idea. That's the thing. He didn't spell it out. So now we're left to figure out. I'm sure that Deion at one level knew his Athlon, but coaches don't really follow it as closely as we do. He probably got some weird information.
I mean, that'd be a big case of mistaken identity because Perloff's referring to a piece that we talked about a little bit last week from Athlon Sports, which basically detailed some pretty pretty bad behavior going on in the Colorado program, whether it's players fighting, okay, maybe that happens, like, infighting, but also there were guns in and around the team, also that one player owed another player $10,000 from unpaid gambling debts. I mean, these are all things that Deion has denied. So he's giving it no oxygen. We mentioned that I reached out to him. He got back to me via DM saying there's no truth to any of these, any of that reporting. But I don't know if you can say I mistook Athlon for CBS. That might be a stretch.
Well, I mean, it's a stretch to get mad because some random CBSSports.com article ranked them second to last. That's insane. But you know how these rankings work. It's just some dude. And by the way, the fact he's not even last. I mean, you think Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State is stonewalling the CBS Tempe? Come on, this is ridiculous.
Well, and then a lot of people are pointing out here when there were two very glowing 60 Minutes profiles of Deion Sanders, one when he's at Jackson State and one last year, he had no problem with CBS then. And obviously everyone knows, even if you're living under a rock, that CBS is, that's where 60 Minutes airs, because obviously we all watch football and we all know that 60 Minutes is coming up next, except for on the West Coast.
Yeah. So, by the way, I'm doing a deep dive into this Big 12 rankings. I mean, this is, if that's what the Deion was about, this dude has Gus Malzahn at UCF number 8. You're telling me that Deion can't outcoach Gus Malzahn? I could outcoach Gus Malzahn.
Aw, that's not fair. Okay, so there's more. Deion was on one. This was Friday. So first he refused to answer a question from a CBS Colorado reporter. Then the Denver Post columnist, so not a reporter, but a columnist, who's paid to give their opinion, kind of like what Perloff and I do. They got back and forth and they got into it. So, Pete, can I hear cut 14, please?
Coach Sean Keeler, the Denver Post. Happy summer, my man.
You don't like us, man. Why do you do this to yourself?
Come on.
You don't like us.
Mark likes me, by the way. Huh? Yeah. Mark said he likes me.
No,
so
but
that's
you,
one.
You don't. Why do you that's do one. This, though?
No, sorry. Two-parter, if I could.
No, I'm serious. Why do you do this? Like, you know you don't. Like, why do you do
this?
No,
it's not about that. Football question.
Why do you do this? Like, it would be hard for me to really engage in someone I don't like or something I don't like. I'm just asking why. Like, why?
I've got to pay the bills.
What did I do?
You didn't do anything.
Okay, there's more here. Deion asking this columnist why they attacked the program.
I'm asking you why.
Yeah, you can ask, but that's
okay,
not
answer me. Because you want me to answer you. So
yeah, okay, that's fine. That's fair.
Why?
Yeah. Why? Because I have
Give
questions.
Give me your why.
Why? What's your why? What do you want to know?
Why do you always on attack? Like, what did we do?
Where am I on attack today? Where am I on attack?
Yeah, I'm not going to give you opportunity to be on attack.
Okay. Do we want to even hear more? There's more. Deion, let's hear cut 16. Says they're going to hash it out in private.
I'm asking you why. Like, what does it do for you? Like, what happened?
It's not about me.
But what happened to get you like this?
It's a good question.
No, I'm serious. Because I want to help. I'm serious. I want to help. Because it's not normal.
We can talk about that.
Okay.
Can I ask you a football question?
No.
Seriously.
No, we'll talk about that. When we talk about that, I'll talk about that with you.
Can we ask you a football question, please?
When I talk about that, we talk about that. We can talk about that.
Got all that? Talk about that? We can talk about that. I think that Deion thinks he's doing one thing here and it's actually another. I think what he thinks he's doing is calling out people who are negative on the program and also by way of intimidating other people in the press from not saying bad things about him, right? He's obviously feels much more comfortable in this scenario than the reporter does going back and forth. And so, you know, is kind of winning the war of words and feels like doing this publicly, no one's ever going to say or write anything bad about him again. That's the opposite of what's happening. What's happening is you have somebody who is revealing that they have thin skin. And what he should actually done here, and if I were advising him, I would say, answer the football question and then talk to this guy behind the scenes and have that conversation that you want to have so badly. I wouldn't have done this publicly like this because I don't think it gets Deion where he wants to go.
Maggie, what are you doing? What? You're applying logic to primetime, Deion. This isn't some newbie coach who's taking over Temple basketball. This is Deion Sanders. He's primetime. He's larger than life. He's a character. You can't tell him to do things any other way but his way.
That's fine. I think he opens himself up to more criticism, though, not less, when he wins five games this year or four games this year.
Right, but you're saying, like, you know, if Deion was smart, he would handle it this way and that way. Like, you can't tell Deion to be anybody but Deion because it's not going to work.
Well, then
you're
it's
wasting
a bad
your
calculation
time.
Then. If it's all calculated, I think it's just a miscalculation.
No, it's not calculated. Deion is, you think that he could calculate all this, these years of being primetime? This is really genuinely who he is. The funny thing, too, you know, he was at TV for a long time. He ripped 100 guys. I mean, he was doing Sunday night, bad play. Of course he would rip it. So what is he talking about? It's weird. But I don't think he's like Jerry Jones that we talked about earlier in the show. I don't think Deion can turn it on and off. And if he could, then I think he would have done things a lot differently since he got to Colorado. But I don't think Deion could be half Deion. You know, once you're Deion Sanders, he's fully bought into who he is, and this is consistent in the sense, use the word thin-skinned. I'm not sure that's all that's going on here. I think he really believes, like, he is, you know, I think he believes his own hype. Do you think this is an act?
I think he turns it on when he wants to turn it on. I do. And again, I think this is a calculation to see somebody that he doesn't like and to try to intimidate that person in a public setting. And again, I think it's a miscalculation to try to embarrass a reporter because they may, like, Deion is not dumb. He understands that, just like you said, he was critical of guys when he was on NFL Network. He understands that the press is not there just to kiss your butt. Yet he will try to intimidate people who write things and say things that he finds to be negative. And I got to be honest with you, there's only more of that coming your way when you do stuff like this. Because twofold, shows you can get a rise out of them. And two, you're going to get criticized if you're not winning. And I don't know who thinks that they're going to be like this gangbusters team. And this is with maybe the best or second best quarterback in all of college football.
Yeah, I just don't think he's as calculated as you think. I think Deion is really just, he's like a force of nature. That's like saying, like, slow down, stop being Deion and be like every other coach. He's just so unique that I think that he really did take it personally. Like, there was nothing. Yes, he's trying to bully him. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's like, this is a plan of how I'm going to control the media. I think he is thin-skinned, and he took it super personally, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And maybe it was the low ranking. And, like, I think Deion is like, man, you can't say that about me. I'm Deion Sanders.
It's only going to get you so far, though, when you're coaching and not playing corner.
I know, but that's the reality. We said it coming to Colorado. Is he going to be able to handle losing? Because he's taking over a program from scratch. And normally you'd give a coach a lot of time to build that up. But that's not in Deion's nature.
That's true.
Because he was so awesome as a player. Would he have the patience to build a program slowly? I think we're seeing no.
EJ, what do you think about this? Let's bring you in here. Do you think Deion was being calculated on this, or do you think he was just shooting from the hip?
There definitely was no calculation with Deion in terms of him doing this. I mean, maybe there's, you know, Deion thinks weird. So sometimes maybe there's this, well, if I show my team that we're not going to back down from detractors, that will maybe give them an edge. I don't know. But I don't really see much, calculation from Deion Sanders. I think this is someone who takes things very personally. I mean, we saw last year in the lead up to the Colorado State game, how all the stuff that happened during the week, you know, he kept telling his team, now it's personal. I think he takes any kind of perceived slight, even ones that aren't actually slights. Because, I mean, I know being ranked second worst coach may hurt him, but, I mean, Gus Malzahn's been to a national title, won an SC title game. It's not a slight to say you're not as good a head coach as him. Like, to say that these things are slights, I think he does take it personal. I think he thinks it gives him a better edge, but it's coaching. This is not, I'm lining up against Jerry Rice and I need to psych myself up to make sure I can stop this guy. This is a battle of wits. This is a battle of emotion, keeping them in check. And this is also a battle of showing composure. And Deion doesn't seem to show that in these moments. And to me, it makes him look like a worse head coach, not a better one.
Well, yeah, that's what Deion was as a player. I think you kind of nailed it, EJ. Like, he would win that battle before. He'd show up at the stadium in a fur coat and be like, I am Deion Sanders. You are not going to beat me. And I think that was part of his edge. And I don't think he ever really, I don't think you could just lose that. You can't be the best cornerback of all time, arguably, and then just not be cocky as a coach.
Let's hear from you guys in the chat. YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNetwork. Travis is saying this is cringe for Deion Sanders. It's unprofessional. The reporter should have been asked, just asked the question, and this is devolving. Better start winning soon.
You're right.
The winning part of it, like we all know, look, Georgia's got a million problems, and we talk about them when they come up, but nobody's like really chastising Georgia probably as much as we should because the cover of winning, right? Mm-hmm. And that's not like something we should all be proud of. I'm just saying it's kind of a reality of what happens in professional sports and college sports. I think, again, Deion is like, this is going to be set up as the media like built him up and is tearing him down. It's like, no.
He's also
complicit in this, right?
Yeah, but we saw it coming.
He's giving the headlines. He's giving the sound bites. He is also adding to this. Like if they have a bad season, people are going to point to these little moments and these sound bites. Not that this says that this is why they're going to lose to North Dakota State or anything like that, but like, oh, how did this unravel, as Travis is saying in the chat? How did this unravel? How did this devolve? It's because little moments like this and drip, drip, drip in the bathtubs.
What are you talking? The guy walked in and said, you're all cut. It's never, there's no drip, drip, drip. He came out immediately and was full Coach Prime and said, do you believe? Like, I think it's been a consistent sort of steady faucet stream of Deion. And it's not drip. Yeah. Everyone knows the deal with drip. I do think it is a build him up, tear him down situation with the media. I thought the buildup was crazy last year. It was way out of control for a rebuilding team because we don't view Colorado like anyone else. And then the teardown is going to come because it's going to be hard to win. And now, that being said, if they go 4-1 or something because they did bring in a lot of transfers and maybe it all works, then the buildup is going to happen and Deion can say whatever he wants. So I do think there is some. That's why Deion, there's a reason Deion is so interesting, right? If he was a calculating, a normal coach and he toned it down, then we wouldn't be talking about him as much, but he's not. And he is worth talking about because he's very interesting.
855-212-4227. What are you expecting, Deion, year two in Colorado? How much better is it going to get? Do you think it's going to get worse? Where are you on Colorado? I know our very own Andrew Kaplan is a proud Colorado alum. He's in the chat saying, just win, please. Yeah. Just win some games. Please. 855-212-4227. Yes.
Yeah, their schedule is pretty tough. I don't know if it's going to be easy. I'm a little worried. I think if they're 2-3, oh, man, not going to look good.
We've got so much more to do, including the best and the worst from the first weekend of NFL preseason. Spoiler, rookie quarterbacks. Wow. We'll get to that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm
late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, Baggy and Perloff. Big weekend of preseason football. Real quick, Maggie, before we dive into any real topics here, what'd you think of your Bills?
Oh.
Anything you say right now is about to be a gigantic overreaction because no, I got to tell you, yeah. they were mailing it in that game.
Well, then I didn't understand why the coach came out after and was like, this was awful and yeah. You know, all that. Here's what I thought. I thought that there's a possibility. I don't think it's a strong possibility. It's a non-zero chance that they become kind of just like any other team. It's going to be hard because I think Josh Allen still is so special. But we'll see what happens to the receiving corps. And the defense, not everyone was playing, but there were a lot of guys on the 53 who were playing on defense. And the middle of the field was wide open.
Get out of here. I knew you thought this. The Bills, such an overreaction.
The Bills couldn't stop the run for like a good decade of my life. And so I'm a little concerned about that now. But we'll see. You know, I was actually surprised a little bit more about, we're going to get to the rookie quarterbacks in just a moment. But I thought Justin Fields was going to have like this really great game.
Based on what?
Because he'd been looking really good in practice, and, you know, the Russell Wilson injury kind of opened the door, so he's been getting all the first-team reps as Russ is, recovering from his injury, and I thought we were going to see, like, something really great from Justin Fields, and he settled in a little bit, but multiple botched snaps, sacks, like, it wasn't so amazing. I wasn't blown away.
Well, there's two things working against Justin Fields. One, he was never that good last year. And B, he's a Steelers quarterback. And I know Matt Canada's not in the building, but this offense is never going to look that pretty. It's not going to look that much better with Russ either.
Yeah, the run game looked good. And I guess the other thing I thought watching the Steelers, and I'm curious if any other Steeler fans are with me on this one at 855-212-4227, might want to up that offer for Ayuk.
Why? Why?
Because you need another weapon there. You do.
You've had millions of weapons that you don't use anyway. I don't know. I think Ayuk is frustrated with the San Francisco situation. Wait till he gets Arthur Smith as his offensive coordinator with the Russ Wilson, Justin Fields combo. I'm not sure I totally agree because they won't use that weapon. Tomlin wants to win 20-13. Do they need Ayuk?
Are you getting to 20? You are probably, but I think they could really use another weapon there and reportedly they have bumped up their offer a bit. We'll get to that in just a moment, but Andrew Bogish is here. Okay, rookie QBs, preseason, who do you got?
We got number one overall, Caleb Williams. There is no controversy in Chicago, but it definitely helps the Bears when Caleb looks good, and he did in his preseason debut against those Bills in Buffalo on Saturday. 4 of 7, 95 yards, 13 rushing yards. The number one pick knows it's preseason, but
it definitely feels good to get out there. Last time I was out there on the field, other than practice, was November 18th. And it's, you know, you go that long without something, it's tough. But, you know, it's been great. The guys have made it fun. They made it easy on me.
And Coach Fluse ain't surprised.
Fruits of his labor. He's been working his tail off for 15 practices, you know, and then, you know, even before that, all through the summer. So it's good to be able to say, hey, all this drill work, all the things that I've been doing, it's paying off and I can see the improvements, you know. And we're going to look at this tape and then look back and say, hey, what can I learn from this?
Veteran wideout DJ Moore called Williams' outing outstanding. The Bears' plan is apparently for Williams to get roughly 50 snaps over their two remaining preseason games.
Yeah, he looked great. And again, Bills defense, not everyone playing. I understand with all these rookies, you're not getting the full game plan against you. But man, does he just looks like he belongs. That's the biggest thing.
Well, I mean, all the rookies do. It's funny thing about it, I feel like the reports out of Bears camp have not been nearly as positive on Caleb as Jaden Daniels has been nothing but, oh, this guy's a superstar, this guy's a superstar. I felt like we were getting some mixed reports out of Chicago. I think what happened this weekend put a lot of that to rest.
Maybe this was Nick Saban, you know, his advice to Coach Flus was try to temper the expectations for your quarterback, because that's why, in Coach Saban's opinion, why so many first-round quarterbacks fail is because the expectations are so high, and then when you don't live up to them at first, it can really crush a guy.
Oh,
Saban's words, not mine.
Did Saban have examples?
They might have cut those out.
Like Zach Wilson?
I'm
not sure.
He's talking about Mac Jones. Maybe he's talking about Zach Wilson. I don't know.
I mean, it's like it's half. They ran that graphic during the Giants' Hard Knocks as they were kind of debating first-round quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And the last 5 years, it's like two-thirds bad, one-third good.
Sure.
I mean, that Mac Jones year, they've all changed teams, right?
Yeah.
All the first-round picks.
But, I mean, there was a reason that some of these classes were very limited because of COVID, so they didn't see Trey Lance, and they just had to take a total flyer on Zach Wilson, too. So I think there might be reasons that it's gotten particularly bad, where, I think there are reasons this is going to be particularly good.
Yeah, except for Trevor Lawrence is still on the same team. But I think that I think what Saban maybe was trying to say is that they're all talented, right? They all have tools and weapons, and the scouting isn't so off, you know, that your eyes are deceiving you. It's just, can you play at this level with all the expectations of being a first-round pick?
Yeah, I don't know how new a problem this is. I mean, it goes back to Peyton and Ryan Leaf. I mean, it's always like almost like a 50-50 proposition. If you're taking a quarterback in the first round, that he's going to hit or not.
And Caleb looked great. Jaden Daniels looked really good. They all looked good. I mean, Drake May, we didn't really see enough of.
Right.
But J.J. McCarthy looked exactly like Michigan, running the ball. And then when he did get an opportunity to throw, he looked good. Threw a pick, but whatever. Bo Nix looked good. Michael Penix looks like he's the starter.
Michael Penix's arm is crazy. The ball, first of all, is out of his hand in about a blink of an eye. And it's such a tight spiral. Now, Penix wasn't as perfect as some of the other. Like, he definitely missed some throws. I saw, and he'll sit. I got to be honest. Like, I would rank it this way. I think Caleb looks amazing. Jaden looks amazing. Penix looks great. Nix and McCarthy are going to be really good. So I think you have five real great chances here. May, I do not see it.
Well, we'll see. I mean, he's kind of at the disadvantage, right? Because
he's
the offensive, like, genius that's really helping him. Whereas
I know Alex Van Pelt, who's been around forever, but
yeah, but also, like, you're getting to the Patriots at a weird time.
Exactly. He feels like the hopeless one.
There's also a really funny thing that happens in preseason. I don't know if this happened with you guys, where all of a sudden you tune in and you see, like, C.J. Stroud throw a couple passes. You're like, oh, right. and then they go to, like, Easton Stick, and it's like, oh, it's different.
Yeah. I'm going to reserve.
The quarterback play is all over the place.
Yeah, I'm gonna reserve judgment on everybody not named Caleb and Jaden Daniels right now, because they're playing against, like, the 2.5 string defense.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's just.
J.J. McCarthy, like, Darnold started.
Darnold
that game.
Started, right.
Same thing for Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and they got the bulk of the playing time, and Trey Lance with the ball like 50 bazillion times, not to insert a non-rookie into the conversation, but it's just a lot of guys have looked good in a quarter plus in August against nonsense defenses.
Wow.
So.
I mean, sometimes guys earn the job, like Mac Jones won it in preseason and turned out to be okay as a rookie, but really, it looked like it was going good, and now he's a bust, so you never know. It takes a while to figure this out.
Or Russell Wilson won the job in preseason, and then he held on to it.
Yeah. Sometimes it works out great. Then again, I just think this is an unusual class. Really, the fact that there's six of them, we haven't had that in many, many years. These guys are going to hit. It's just not all six, but I'm telling you, there are at least three all-pros in this group, which is not... That feels reasonable. No, I mean, are you in yet? Are you fully in, half in?
I'm a quarter in. I'm all in on Caleb, though. That looked really, really good.
By the way, talking about a guy who did not look good, Mitch Trubisky, I've never seen somebody overthrow a wide open person at the goal line higher than Mitch Trubisky threw that football.
Listen, he really wants to make sure the ball doesn't get intercepted. So he's throwing it into the third row.
As safe as possible.
That's the only way to make sure that it doesn't get picked.
He'd been getting so criticized for throwing it 9 yards on a 3rd and 11 that I think he's now going to overthrow to make up for all the short throws last year. It's going to be great.
In case you need more Aaron Rodgers, a new Ian O'Connor biography comes out this week, and in it, Rodgers says he does regret saying he was immunized during the 2021 season. He says he should have just been honest, that he was allergic to something in the Johnson & Johnson shots. He wasn't taking that, and he didn't want to get vaccinated at all, even if there were local mandates requiring him to play. Rodgers now thinks the appeal of his 10-day quarantine when he tested positive in November of that season would have gone differently if he hadn't tried to play word games with all of us.
Yeah, I think he's right about that, you know, because he was so defiant about it at the time. I think this is what people got upset about. Thinking back to that time, not living in these times and applying it back then, but let's remember what it was like to live in 2020, where if you had been vaccinated, you got to do in-person press with the rest of the media. And if you weren't, you had to do it on a Zoom. And the fact that Rodgers was doing it always in person, I think, felt like, oh, are you putting other people at risk? Remember, that was a thing back then. That was not nothing. So,
yeah, just being, I mean, we could have disagreed still with his thoughts, but when you're not talking down to us, you're putting yourself in the wrong spot.
The doing my own research thing, it's like, all right, you know, where's the double blind, like, like lab test that you're doing? But I digress. Did you guys see that Rodgers was at Madison Square Garden over the weekend? They were doing a live recording of a very popular podcast called Kill Tony with Tony Hinchcliffe. He did a set at the Brady Roast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He does this out of Austin, Texas. It's super popular. You guys never heard of this before?
And they were doing it in the garden?
Yeah, they were doing a live recording in the garden, and all these famous comedians were there, including Joe Rogan, who's obviously close with Rodgers. And Rodgers came out at one point and was throwing footballs into the stands as like a surprise guest.
So he's allowed there, but you're not.
Yes.
Okay. At least the Mets scored yesterday. They didn't on Friday or Saturday, but they still didn't beat the Mariners. The 12-1 final, giving Seattle a three-game sweep by a combined score of 22-1. They've now won 4 in a row, those M's. They remain in a virtual tie with the Astros in the AL West. Austin Dillon won the NASCAR Cup Series race at Richmond last night after wrecking Joey Logano and Denny Hamlin in the final moments of said race. Logano, not happy on NBC.
He's four car lengths back. Not even close. Then he wrecks the 11 to go along with it. And then he's going to go up there and thank God and praise everything with his baby. It's a bunch of BS. It's not even freaking close. I mean, dude, I get it, bump and run. I get it. I didn't back up the corner at all. He came in there and just drove through me. It's ridiculous.
I forgot to mention, this all began with, it's chicken bleep, and then all of the,
this
what
is
you heard.
Almost as good as Saban and Jimbo Fisher when he's like, it's, Jimbo Fisher's like, it's all a fraud. Saban's got so many skeletons.
He's got a kid and God. It's all BS.
It's all BS. Man, way to pull back the curtain.
Dillon doing all of that to get his first win since August of 2022. He clinches himself a spot in NASCAR's postseason. And LIV Golf giving Graham McDowell one tournament suspension and a $100,000 fine for testing positive for a banned substance. That was in his over-the-counter Vicks medication for severe congestion. McDowell failing that test at the Nashville event back in June.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, no. Let it sink
in. Liv is drug testing people?
Apparently. No performance-enhancing nasal decongestants.
Does it help you putt better?
I don't know. It has methamphetamine in the name, the longer scientific name, so I don't know exactly what it's meant to do for you, but it's in Vicks, and it can't be in a Liv golfer.
Is this the type of stuff at the, when you try to buy it at CVS, they ask for your license?
Probably. It's behind the counter.
Oh. Or it's like locked in that box. You have to ask for help.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst.
Especially if you're, you don't know exactly what you want. I think I was trying to buy deodorant, and I should have opened the case, and I'd like stand there while I like looked at like which scent I wanted.
So much pressure.
Right.
Sure, do I want lavender spray?
Exactly. It's one thing when you know what you want, and they open it, you grab it, and you walk away, but I needed the shop. Also, so she had to stand there.
They don't want to be there either. Like,
no.
They're like, we got another person on aisle 9 who needs to look at the floss or something.
Right. You can almost hear the groan when the bell goes off if you hit the little service button.
Now, growing up, I understand, like, they put the condoms behind the counter because nobody wants to buy a condom. It's so super embarrassing, so you would steal that if you could. Now, I find it interesting what CVS and Duane Reade put behind the counter says to me, oh, this is what people would steal if they could.
Yeah.
It's always something you wouldn't expect.
I know, but now they have the equally, at times, embarrassing thing of instead of stealing it, now you have to ask for it.
Right. Yeah. So you know exactly what's going on
the
now.
The guy's like, I'll take the magnums. She's like, not so fast.
Yeah. Yeah, now you have to lie and take the magnums just to impress.
It's probably all these unplanned. Anyway.
Problems.
The details of that.
Where's Boyle?
I need a quadruple XL.
Oh, this is a good point by Kaplan. Didn't Amazon broke retail? You could just be ordering them from the comfort of your own home.
Yeah, but see,
come on. If a box shows up to your house and it's got a big old Trojan on it,
no, they ship discreetly.
No, I mean, some of the things.
What if you're a teenage boy, though? You have to go to the store. You can't have the.
Dude, if you're
15.
If you're a teenage 15. Boy, your parents should be buying them for you.
Maggie.
No, what are you talking about? I had my friend lend me one of his condoms and sat in that wallet for a good 7 years.
There you go. Expired.
That circle is emblazoned there for the rest of history. Because that condom did not come out of the wallet. But it was there.
It's not a change dish.
You never know.
It's just powder. Just disintegrates into dust.
Perloff, much like your buddy, I used to be the guy that used to hook it up back in high school.
That's not surprising.
For condoms or everything?
For condoms. No, not everything.
What?
I was the condom connoisseur.
Oh, you were giving them out.
Oh, I was the health department.
So you were ready to go.
Why?
CDC is zoo.
You weren't dealing drugs or booze or anything. You were dealing condoms?
I cornered the market.
Were you getting that much action that you were an expert?
Listen, sometimes you find the bulk and you go to work.
So you had a Sam's Club membership in West Virginia? I'm confused.
No, this is high school.
Or did the women find the bulk? What's going on here, dude?
Oh, my God.
Look out. Easy. This is a family show.
Is it, though?
No, we do support the elderly community getting these condoms, by the way.
Yeah,
only people thinking about
that,
quite frankly.
Now that the Olympics are over, we need to really get into business on that because those condoms are going to waste over there in France.
Wait.
Single nights.
So there'd be a situation Susie and I are thinking about taking the next step. Well, better go talk to Zoo then. Is that how it worked in your high school?
I would just pop around a locker and I would be like, oh, you don't say.
Did you have them inside like a overcoat, a trench coat, like hanging on the inside alongside watches?
Different options?
No, yeah. we would have to go.
He's also flashing you. It's really one-stop shop.
It is a one-stop shop. But no, we would retire over to the boys' sports locker room.
Wait, you weren't charging for these, were you?
No, of course not.
This is just the kindness of your heart.
Oh, yeah, kindness of my
heart. Boy Scout project? I don't understand.
Of course.
Were you an Eagle Scout
now? He's being sarcastic. He was making mint off this condom sales because it's so embarrassing to go into the drugstore.
It is. It's insane. And one of my buddies was very desperate one time, so we might have, taken advantage of him in that moment.
Oh, wow. I mean, listen, it's called dynamic pricing, right?
Hey, exactly. I mean, listen, you want...
It's
you
worth what it's worth in the moment.
You want a condom right now, bro. It's $8.
There's no price, really, that you could put on.
You got to buy me chicken tenders and fries right now and get that over here.
Zoo, you would have led the charge into the liquor store. I could tell that you were a confident man when it came to buying liquor.
Nobody ever ID'd me for anything.
Because you've had that beard since you were 8.
I was 16, right? I was 16, and I used to hang out with people of all ages from my neighborhood. We all grew up together. And a 21-year-old kid legitimately asked me to go get him alcohol because he didn't get his 21-year-old license yet. And he was like, they're not going to believe me. And I'm like, but I'm 16.
This is Zoo.
He's like, yeah, but you got a beard.
Standing at a craps table. He's like 12.
Right. Yeah. With a rental car, playing the lotto.
But the funny thing, too,
lots of porn, lots of guns, everything. Condoms. You're the guy.
If you're not watching on YouTube, Zoo sounds like he's the kind of guy who could have gotten served at 16, too. Yeah. Like, it's fully consistent.
Oh, yeah. I would go to the movies, never a question. I mean, and I thought that was just a thing. I was like, oh, everybody just gets in, you know? And then I had friends that were like,
showgirls time after time.
Yeah, you know, Dewey Cox story at like 11. Like, that's insane. Walk Hard, a Dewey Cox story.
That is.
Yeah, that's an intense movie for those of you that haven't seen it. Not the best John C. Reilly movie, but definitely the dirtiest.
And there's not a second. maybe Boogie Nights.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Boogie Nights.
That's a fun time. I saw that in college, and now that was like
No one describes that movie as fun.
That was like watching 18 different movies at one time.
Surprised you weren't in it.
I wish I was.
Seymour Hoffman role could have been Zoo.
I could have been that. I would have also loved to play the Alfred Molina role end.
The crazy drug addict.
Oh, yeah. Good time. Just, just chilling out, listening to Jesse's Girl.
And killing people.
The only person who thinks this is a good time. Yes. After I watched that the first time, I had to sit by myself in a dark room for many hours.
I did the same thing, but you know what? It was therapeutic.
You know, that's based on a real set of murders. That's the Wonderland Murders, which there's another movie where Val Kilmer plays. That's like all happened in real life, that Alfred Molina scene. So be careful, too.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, what are you doing here? You should be on the adult film set right now. You obviously, you have a calling here.
I got a pizza.
Ding dong. Who is it?
Zoo is a plumber.
Hey, did somebody need their pipes clean?
It's just Zoo wearing a different hat.
I got the milk, baby.
Oh, boy. Zoo, they're asking if you played football in high school. The chat wants to
old.
Know. Delta.
I did, and it's
funny.
Need
to bring a birth certificate?
I did, and it's funny because I'm young for my age. Like, I graduated high school at 17. I didn't even turn 18 till the end of my first semester in college. But everybody on my team freshman year was like, oh, God, who's this man coming to try out with us? Because I had this big old beard, and I'm like, nah. I'm not a man. I'm a little boy.
Yeah. I can sell you condoms, but I am a little boy.
I'm a little boy who's got all different sizes and flavors.
But that was a great Yogi Berra line right there. I'm young for my age.
I'm a big Yogiism guy. You know, Yogi did invent Yoo-Hoo.
Yep.
True. Perloff worked with him for many years. All right. Well, what did we learn there?
We learned where to get condoms, Maggie.
$8 a pop.
$8?
Although that was back in 2013, you know, now we're talking 2024. The inflation has hit. I think that's like, I don't know, 20?
You've refreshed your supply, though, right?
How do you think we get the deals on these things?
We can't have these Obama administration
I think those bad boys can expire.
Not going to work.
We'll send those ones to the adult homes. Senior citizen home.
Lovely. All right. That happened. So we have a lot more to do. Yeah.
Gold medal condoms coming to you.
That's right. Lots more football next. Welcome back, Maggie Gray. Andrew Perloff's back from vacation. Bogish left us with a cliffhanger last week where you had a Sunday wedding, which is, for our line of work, can be a little difficult. How are you doing? You seem like you're okay.
Yeah, I'm just tired. It was not a party, you-know-what-off type of wedding, for me at least, so that was not my concern. I just, I was afraid of getting only 2 hours of sleep, basically, and I couldn't take today off for... like just vacation day numbered issues. Mm-hmm. So I was going to do the tough guy thing and show up. So slept up the block. So the nice 4 minute walk was nice. The commute.
And you
that
said you got
fun.
In trouble last night in the hotel.
Not in the hotel during this past week. Cause this has always been our plan. And the plan was always just for it was a family. Like there was my wife, my mother-in-law, my brother-in-law were going to this wedding. It was one of their family friends. So all along the plan was for all of us to drive and then for me to be dropped off at the hotel so I could sleep an extra 90 minutes and then walk on the block to work. And like last Tuesday or Wednesday, my wife just began a conversation with her staying in the hotel room as well. And I guess my surprised facial expression, like, "You're staying too," did not go over well. So I was a little in the doghouse for like a day and a half because she thought she wasn't invited to stay in the hotel. And I'm like, But this was never what was going on. We've had this conversation like 16 times. It was always me sleeping like rapid fire in the room and going to work. You don't want to be there at 4:30. My alarm is going off and I'm trying to get dressed in the dark. That's
Wait,
not fun.
Who's watching? The grandparents?
The kids were with my parents.
Okay, so yeah, I'm with her.
I mean, we're kind of like steps away from like the greatest shopping in the world, so maybe she wanted to be in this neighborhood.
No. She had to go home. She has work today, too. She had to get the kids back from my mom's. This was just like her sleeping in this. And logistically, I was right, because it wouldn't have made sense for her to
Stop
be in the city this
better.
Morning. But like, again, it was only because she had never mentioned her staying until the other day. So when I was like, huh? She was like, oh, you don't want me there? I'm like, what? No, but this is news to me.
This always happens sometimes where you're just like, wait a minute, are we in a fight? Like, what happened? Did the last 30 seconds of our life just blow before my eyes?
I don't know, Bogus.
Well, listen,
I got to be honest. I'm
Perloff
with her.
Is back from vacation.
I mean, you have kids at home and you got a hotel room and your wife wants. What are you doing?
No.
I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying like, yeah.
No, I would not have needed to call Zoo yesterday.
No, I'm not saying that.
Zoo's like the Uber Eats.
Yeah.
I've gone to business.
I'm just saying.
All right, 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to stay in a hotel in the city. Like, yeah, I can understand her point of view very easily.
The hotel room that I had was probably the size of this studio, including the shower. They would have been, and again, I said to her, my alarm's going off at 4:30.
So what? And so she just goes to sleep through it.
Yeah, she could, again, there was no reason why she couldn't come, but she had never said she was coming the other day, and I got in trouble for my surprise facial reaction. We're okay now. We had a good time last night.
Let's not rehash it. Bring it up.
Wait, so sorry, did she stay with you?
No, she went home and got 9 full hours of sleep because she's lucky.
Kind of nice.
Yeah.
Wait. Does anyone here on Team Bogus in this one? This is.
I don't. I'm not looking for company here. I'm fine.
Bogus. You hit her with a surprise facial, and you just expect her to be okay with you.
You can't. Well, you have to. Zoo, even for you.
How about Justin Fields?
What?
I think Perloff's going to be back on vacation for another week after that one.
All of us are going to be on vacation another week.
Permanent. Man,
Justin Fields fumbling some snaps, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Just can't quit you, Zoo.
Oh, that Aaron Rodgers.
I saw Brock Bowers look pretty good for the Raiders.
How about that Bears game, huh?
Yeah, that's
how two tight end sets for Vegas.
Yeah, Michael
Mayer from last year.
They're going to use him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bogus. You really should have just.
Nah, I would stop talking, Zoo. I would see you tomorrow.
EJ's trying to distance himself as far away from this as possible.
EJ's on Zoom at home, and even he can't get far enough.
He just tore his other patella. I don't want to go back there.
It's like, EJ, what are you doing with that knife? No. Don't do it.
But hey, can I ask another question?
Nope.
Are you hammered right now?
No.
You're not at all. You really behaved yourself at this wedding.
Yeah, it was not a wedding where we were going to get hammered. I had a couple of drinks in the beginning, which were delicious. They had, you know, they did the thing where they each designed a drink and they were just constantly sitting on the bar.
Electric slide.
So
awesome.
It was called a bee sting. It was Maker's Mark,
yeah,
honey syrup, and lemon juice. I think it's called a Gold Rush technically, but they changed it to fit their story. Yeah. But it was delicious. So I had like 3 of those, but like from 6 to 8, and then I was fine. And I had water.
So you're not totally sober.
I'm just tired. I'm not even a little bit unsober.
Sounds like you had a couple bee stings there, buddy.
I had a couple of bee stings. That was it.
Sounds great.
Went home by myself.
What are we all doing after?
Yeah. I got a room until
like
2.
New Sunday night plan. New Sunday night production call.
So your wife's not in the room, right?
No, my wife is home with the kids already. But I got the room till 2. So, if Zoom, stock up. We'll grab some high noons or something and we'll meet in room 1208.
Yeah. It's amazing because you said the room's about the size of the studio. We got to drink in very close proximity to everybody.
I think
sounds
you
like a delight.
Bogus, I think you saved us everyone with that delicious drink recipe. That's all anyone's going to remember from this segment.
Probably
hopefully.
Not.
Maybe. We'll see. Ed Arzumin, that's his name.
That happens.
Not Andrew Perloff.
That's the new name of our podcast. That just happened. Thank you to Pete Pilotti. Thank you to EJ Stewart. Thank you to Andrew Bogus. Andrew Kaplan is being a dynamo right now. We'll see you tomorrow. Weedos.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.